I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Jeff, how are you feeling?
Shitty. And Tim Kalpakis?
What is up with Jeff's health?
I'm fine.
Ooh,
Jeff. This is our second attempt to record a Borg podcast episode. We had a false start, didn't we?
Should we open this episode with our false attempt and then go...
Yeah, I was thinking, do we just go clean into it or do we tee it up? I don't even know if something can be packaged out of it.
I know. I don't know. Because a lot of it is just
probably
like, we don't know what we're doing.
You were out there.
It was tech problems also.
Yeah, that's true. I mean.
We'll just explain that 2 days ago, from my point of view, here I am, sunny California. I say, this is going to be a fun episode. I'm going to hop on to my podcast, my Zencaster pod. And we've been looking forward to doing this buzzy college drink. Plus, Jeff is in New York. Jeff, who we razz for never going to New York, was in New York doing some work stuff.
I got him in my grips.
I think I'm going to hop on to my computer and I'm going to see my boys partying, having a blast in New York.
Yep.
Having a good time.
And from my POV, we hop on there. I see Mike. Oh, sure. I see Mike just
I'm
fine.
Having a great time.
And then I see an empty Zoom screen where Jeff should be sitting, also in Mike's apartment. Mm-hmm. And in the distance, I hear, bleh!
No, you heard that? You heard all that?
I heard that.
It's it was when then Jeff came onto the screen and he looked gray. His skin color was gray. Actually, Jeff, Tim, you bring up a good point. Jeff, could you play my Booze News 1 theme, please?
Oh, sure.
Just so the audience gets a sense of what was kind of going on.
Ooh. Ooh. Do not like.
It was... it was violent.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Jeff, if you don't want it, we don't have to keep it. Jeff
well, you lived to tell the tale, so
yeah.
It's good.
Look, let me take you back, sort of like, I'm getting off the plane. Couldn't be happier to be in New York City.
Sunny New York.
The night I get in, Hanford and I go out. We go to Franklin Park. We get some burgers and beers. Oh, we go out to Superpower, this tiki bar we found. Great time.
That was great, and, Oh, Jeff stole a bunch of little... swizzle
coasters.
Sticks that were kind of
coasters and swizzle sticks.
Swizzle sticks that were cut into shapes of like a flamingo, a palm tree, and he left them here. I see them.
Right no, there. Really?
They're in my collection now.
Tim, this is the sort of place you walk in, and all of the little accoutrements are so nice, and they're all just right on the bar. So every time the bartender looked away, I would go yoink 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 yoink.
Love it.
And just fill my pockets with coasters and all that
fun
good stuff. So then Hanford and I go back and we watch Leprechaun, which we're discussing on the blowout this week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel great.
As we're getting into the St. Patrick's month.
And as I lay on the futon, I think, what a town. I get the appeal, Mike. I wake up, I go to my work thing, and towards the end of the day, or during this work thing, this sound mixer fella is a cigarette smoker. You know the type.
Yes. New Yorkers.
Yes, smoking cigarettes.
It is notable, though. I would say that people in California don't smoke. It's It's shocking.
They smoke, Tim, but it's the green stuff.
It's the green stuff.
Those Californians are high all the time.
But, you know, this guy's sitting there and says, hey, I'm going to step out. You want to come? And I said, sure.
Sure, I'll come.
I'll try a cigarette. So I have a little cigarette. And I say, okay, that's good. We'll go back to work. And then what's more? Half an hour later, well, we'll step out for another one. Mm-hmm. As the day goes on, the cigarettes start to pile up. We order some Thai food, and he vouches for this place. And I think, I'm starting to feel a little sick.
Now, let me guess, Jeff, I've eaten Thai food with you. I bet you got the Penang curry.
The Penang curry that we've gotten is stellar. Here I went for the pineapple fried rice plus chicken.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like much could go wrong there,
no.
If you ask me.
Fine.
I don't know what's to blame. All I know is, towards the end of my work, I'm getting a little queasy, and I start hot-footing it back to Hanford's. I get there, we start getting ready to pot up, and then before we can do it...
Jeff says, I'm feeling a little bad. What happened? I had some cigarettes. Okay.
I don't think it was that.
I don't think so either.
Now, no, but in the moment... This was the information I was met with when I hopped on. It was like, oh, I think Jeff smoked some cigarettes. And I was like, damn, he's really Ralphie. But I know this. I told you guys in college, I put a whole can of dip in my lip and I passed that. I fell asleep.
Yeah, it can make you, really
queasy.
Go. Queasy. Steezy. Well, the queasy steeze.
Tim, you have saved my life in the past from food poisoning.
So, yeah.
I'm a beloved restaurant.
And I do, yeah, I remember arriving, seeing you with a gray face, and I took you to the emergency room. And you were not, when I saw you on the Zoom screen, you were not yet gray, but you certainly got there over the course of the night, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like nonstop. Like, we then started watching, so we ditched the idea of doing the podcast, obviously. So then we started watching Last of Us. It's going great. I'm having fun. Jeff's kind of going, ooh.
And thinking, once you puke... In a lot of cases, if it's booze or something, you puke and you feel better, right?
Yeah.
Don't you feel better after you puke like 90% of the time?
Right.
This was not the case. It was like steadily getting worse. Continue, Michael.
Yeah, you got up like four or five times to puke. And then you came out and you're like, I think we got to go to urgent care. I said, okay, I know exactly the place. It's very close. It was closed for the night. So we got to go to emergency room, which is it's a scene there, man. The emergency room is
also
no joke.
You called an Uber, which before we got in the Uber, I like put my finger up. I was like, 1 second. And then just like puked on the sidewalk a good handful of times and thought, there's no way this guy is taking me.
Yeah. I got in the Uber and was like, I was like, hold on, we got one more guy coming. And he's like, we're sitting there for a minute. He's like, is he coming? I was like, yeah, that's him puking out there. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
He's just getting what information do you have to prove that he's going to be fine?
Yeah. As we're hearing, like, wah!
The Wario puke. So I get in there, and I am a risk in this car, but he doesn't know it. And
he's hitting every single bump, too.
Oh, every single bump, every single stoplight, all the way to this fucking... what is it? Presbyterian Hospital.
Yeah,
which is perfect because that's your religion, so you should always go to that. Yeah.
And if it wasn't, I would have refused.
Yeah.
So we get in there, and then you got to wait a little bit. You know, you can't just go right in. I think Tim, when you took me in that time, it was right in
Glendale Memorial.
Yeah, and the IV bag or whatever they gave me worked immediately. I could feel it. I could feel myself regaining power in like 15 minutes.
It's really not fair to compare because you're talking about this is where you got the Kelpakis treatment. He came in as a friend of mine. I took it right back. Oh, my God, Mr. Kelpakis is your friend. Please.
Yeah, how about the Hanford treatment is we show up and the driver's like, is this it? I was like, yep, right here. And what I thought was the emergency room entrance was not it. So then we have to walk like half a block. And then that door is locked, so we have to go back to where he just dropped us off. So plus during that walk, it sounded a little something like this. Jeff, you want to play clip two?
Oh, boy.
This is out on the street now.
Whoa, this guy's yelling, man.
But, like, nothing was coming out except for thick,
dry, deep, dark...
It was crazy. And we get into like the emergency waiting room area and sign in, and just like Jeff keeps making these trips to the bathroom to puke. and or has
oh,
the
not
bag.
Just puke, not just puke. Well, Michael, not at that
I wanted
point.
To keep
okay,
it.
Keep, you go, keep
no, we're talking about the other end. What the hell?
Sneezing. He's sneezing a lot too, and he's got one of those puke bags. And like in the, it's it was crazy because in just sitting in the waiting area, he's like, bah! And everyone around, some people would kind of like look over.
Were you puking that loud as you were in the street?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
But like, no one can really do anything because it's like you're signed in, you're at the place that
you're
going to get taken care of. So like, it's just so strange to see people like walk by and look at him and be like, well, we'll get to him later, but But like when you're in school, when you're in like grade school and someone pukes, it's like, well, that person's going home for the day. It's
sure. You, and you it get takes every like treatment. A while to settle down the class after what just happened. Here it was just like nobody flinches. So we're there in the waiting room, 10 minutes pass, 20 minutes pass, and I'm starting to get like lightheaded and I'm going to the bathroom more. And I'm just like, nothing's coming up. It's just like, I feel I'm like losing consciousness here. And I'm kind of like fighting to stay upright. And at one point, I was just like, why am I fighting to stay upright? Give in and just make them take care of you.
Yeah.
and Jeff fell on my side.
Jeff fainted, like just passed out basically. And then I was like, can we take him in now? And they're like, sure.
Good. That's smart.
Like, okay. That's what I should have done immediately.
And then like they put him in a chair and we went back into like the real, you know, main area. And it's like,
oh,
you walk
no
through
rooms.
Those doors and it's just
no
like,
rooms available. We just heard just like lines of beds, like
yeah,
in the hallway and stuff, and like people wandering around who need treatment. It was just like insane.
And the big thing too was like, remember, like the big thing was like he passed out. Oh, this is the guy who passed out. Yeah, we need to put him somewhere because he passed out. So that was like that was Jeff's tag for the whole thing. And I was right there. You can just go into the emergency room area if you're with somebody and be in the everyone's way. And everyone was like moving around me and be like, excuse me, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'm in the way. I don't understand.
Sorry, Mr. Hanford.
Yeah, these are people with degrees.
I've done that
and I'm
too.
Like, huh?
I've noticed that you could just, if you go in with someone, they'll let you just stand right there and be
really, nobody's like, who are you?
I'm his legal guardian. That's who.
Yeah. I'm the only one who gives a shit around here, it seems.
Give me that scalpel. I'm going in.
I'm going in on you, you son of a bitch.
You stabbed the doctor. Wow, Mike. It was just so funny from my point of view. Like my first thought when I heard you puking, Jeff, because even before Mike didn't say anything and I heard the puking happen when I was looking at your empty Zoom screen,
the puking,
and my first thought, I was like logging in to do the Borg episode. And I was like, no, are they drunk already? They're having too much fun in New York that at 8 p.m. they're barfing. Oh God.
Oh,
then I
man.
Heard how violent it was. And it wasn't like puke barfing. It was like,
So Jeff got some fluid bags and some shots. What was it like?
I had like three different anti-nausea shots. Cause it was just like spinning the whole time and an IV and a half. And then Mike, I can't believe you were there with me from, when did we get there? 9 p.m., 9:30?
It was
something?
Like 10, I think.
And until like, I want to say like 3:30 in the morning.
10 to 3:30. Well, yeah, I don't think I would have like, because you were like at one point like, oh, you can go home. And I was like, no, you don't know where you are. If you were in L.A., I would have been like, yeah, maybe you can hang out the last hour by yourself. But like, you didn't know where you were.
No, well, thank you. You did great.
Thank you for giving me the story.
Did you, like, when I've had food, I've never had to go to the hospital from it, but I had food poisoning once, and it was 24 hours, and then the clouds cleared, and I was totally fine. How did you get out of it?
Well,
just like, the meds they gave you just worked?
Well, I wish I could say, I mean, folks listening at home, this is not something I've come across regularly. It just so happens that Tim is the only other guy who's helped me out in this situation. That was, like, 7 years ago. That time, the earlier time, it did feel like night and day. This one, I woke up on Hanford's futon feeling kind of like just beat up.
Mastermind.
It's a sofa that comes down. It's not a futon.
Okay,
it's
the
back of the sofa.
The back of the sofa.
Hey, you're sitting on it right now.
Back.
It's a sofa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But,
it's a couch.
It felt like I had like
L-shaped couch.
Like pulled muscles in my back and in my stomach, and I was just like sore and crampy. So
and cranky.
And I remain a little sore and crampy, but I feel a lot better.
Yeah, that was the
funniest
thing.
Back in LA
when,
and you're in your spot and you're the picture of health.
You look still gray, but that's gonna the color will
you
come.
You do
back.
Look pretty gray.
Like the gray ET, like the chalky little ET.
When the nurse that was accepting you into like the ER room, hooking you up with a glucose bag, she was like, she asked you all the questions, like, do you smoke? You're like, oh no, I did today. A couple cigarettes today. She's like, do you drink? And you were like rolling over in pain. You're like, not heavily. You started to answer questions with like, just like trying not to throw up. So you sounded like you were, she's like, when you were, you know, I don't know, how long have you been in town? 2 days. And her voice got a little testy too, because she thought you were like yelling at her, like, don't you know this stuff?
Oh.
Because it just
but
came
you were
across.
Holding back puke.
Yeah, at one point she said, I'm just asking you.
Oh my God.
She's like, I don't care. Just answer the question. And I was like, I am.
I am.
Like the idea that you were getting mad at her. These are personal questions.
Not heavily.
when she asked you about if you drink, you should have said, I host the podcast that takes a deep dive into the drinks that you love. And also Not Heavily is
third
very funny.
Best comedy podcast.
Saying Not Heavily when you did have, you know, you've had Sidewalk Slammers this year.
Like, well, we were going to drink the Borg.
Well, we canceled the Borg lady, okay?
That's a pretty big drink.
What more do you want from me? I didn't have my Borg.
There was a lady next to Jeff's bed that was, she was looking at me and I was holding Jeff's coat. And after a while, I was like, oh, I'm going to tie it around my waist. And she
looked
at me.
Already had a coat on.
Yeah. She looked at me and was like, yes, tie it around your waist. And she thought it was funny that I was wearing two.
A lot of colorful characters there. One guy talked to himself the entire time and had, not handcuffs, foot cuffs on.
He was handcuffed to a bed, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He was so jovial.
Yeah, but that was more of a kink thing.
Man. Well, I'm back. I'm feeling better. I'm ready to Borg.
Yeah, baby.
You're back out there, folks. Be careful when you are eating food.
Oh, one thing somebody brought up. Have you guys heard of norovirus? Like there's a stomach bug going
yeah,
around?
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I was in the ER and they never said anything about that. And they took all my vitals. They would have been the first to tell me.
Did you ever find out how you paid? Did you pay?
No.
At the end, you got that paperwork, and we just, like, walked out. Slunk
Mike,
out.
It's still a mystery, and I hope it remains
Who
a mystery.
Who pays for this stuff?
I don't know. When I walked in, I had no energy. I was, like, just trying to get my ID, my debit card, and my insurance card down. I was just going to plunk them on the table. And she saw me coming and just said, just ID. And there you go.
You never showed like, your insurance?
Just JD.
Oh. Was it an urgent care or an ER?
ER.
The urgent cares were closed. This was an ER.
Yeah, like the TV.
But like,
show,
how does it swing that wildly from a possibly free ER visit for the J-Man to every once in a while you hear somebody gets an ambulance and it costs them $15,000?
I'll cover it. Don't worry about it.
It's coming. It's coming, Jeff.
It's coming.
Maybe you just got to pay it forward.
You might get a mystery bill. It happens.
Hey, yo,
that's what the doctor, right before we left, she's like, hey, come here. I was like, oh, yeah, what do we need? Does he need anything special? She's like, just make sure he pays it forward.
Yeah. Well, no, Mike, I want to know about the toilet, the bathroom situation. After what happened in there, did you disinfect? What'd you do?
No, Jeff did a pretty good job of wiping down, I think. Did you wipe down?
I gave a cursory spritz and wipes to the old danger zone.
I did lift up the lid, though, and like, there was like red on it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, was this blood? And then I was like, oh no, he was drinking red Gatorade. Splashing all over the place. Nasty.
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 You're a real nasty dude, Jeff, the way you behave.
Yeah, Jeff, if that you think that's being a good house guest, your friend Mike opens his apartment to you, you're in New York, you save money on a hotel, this is how you repay him?
Jesus. Puking. I mean, puking. I look.
Shitting and puking.
You repay him with shitting and puking?
Cigarette smoking when I'm not around.
All right.
I can't believe when I come to your house, yes, I may have inferred you should have made me hash browns with breakfast once.
I had to get you back.
So then you get back, you come and you interrupt me watching Last of Us, a show you know I'm already teetering on. Yep. Mid first act, I have to go take you to the hospital.
Yeah, Jeff, when you know that Mike is teetering on a show, give him some space. Let him decide. Yeah. Don't interrupt.
I should have brought my laptop to the hospital to watch.
Yeah.
Well, do we get into some booze news and get on with it? And leave all that puke talk behind.
Yeah, puke is done.
Yeah, okay. Puke's over. Booze news, hit it!
Awful.
All they care about is the green paper.
Green money machine.
Yes.
Green money machine.
This is not a green money machine.
Our music is not a green money machine at all.
It's
so clean, like a
money machine. It's booze news, you 100 geckos.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh,
100 sloppy gecks was sent to us by Evan Cohen. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Hey, the new Gex album is coming soon, real soon.
Ooh,
yeah, real soon.
10,000
Gex. When did we say green money machine that much? During
that was early. That was way early on.
How do people find that? Was that in the same episode or speckled throughout the series?
No. I think it was one where we stumbled onto that phrase and we wore it out. But it was like, that's probably in the first like 10 episodes.
But a main or a... Oh, okay. So that would
have been... A main.
Gex.
Okay. Just a little quick hitter of booze news. This is just a booze news update. Do you guys recall a couple weeks ago on booze news, we talked about green tea shots?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had not had, I had read an article saying, kind of a stupid article, that was saying it's like a Gen Z thing.
Tim, you don't have to editorialize.
It was saying that it was a millennial thing and that Gen Z thought it was chuggy or whatever. Yeah. It was already editorialized. Really, the article just said should have said there is a drink called green tea shots.
But what's the angle?
It's a Jameson peach schnapps sweet and sour mix. I forgot to mention 7-Up as well. And you mix those all together in a shot. It's supposed to create a green tea taste. And some slopheads reached out. People who subscribe to our Patreon are on our Discord. And they were saying that they've had them and they like them. And that it does taste like green tea. But I got a text from... you guys know that we're a band and we go on tour, right? You guys know this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know more than anyone.
We know that.
Yeah, sure. And we have a spring tour coming up. It's like fucking New Orleans and Nashville and Memphis and Atlanta and Grand Rapids and Davenport and Milwaukee. All these places and more if you go to our socials and follow the link in bio.
Love that. Wow.
But when we tour with this great indie rock band, Dear Blanca, from Columbia, South Carolina. And our friend Cam plays bass in Dear Blanca. He owns a bar in Columbia, South Carolina called Transmission. Ooh. It's a bar.
More than a bar. It's an arcade. It's fantastic.
It's a bar arcade.
It's a bar.
Good food, too.
Arcade. we went there. Amazing wings. I'll just say it's the best wings in South Carolina. What the fuck do I know? Ooh. But they're delicious. Sure. He keeps up with the drink trends. Remember when we were there, we had spaghettis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I had put the word out to let people let me know, like, is this, are people actually ordering green tea shots a lot? And Cam said, yes, they're very, very, very popular at Transmission. People order them all the time. And it's gotten to the point where popular enough that he batches them. He does the Jameson peach schnapps and sweet and sour mix in advance. He texts me a picture of a big orange bottle so he can keep that cold because you serve it chilled. And then he kind of lines up the shots, pours them in, and then tops them with the Sprite. And he said, big drink. I said, are they good? And he's like, they're a little on the cloying sweet side. So if you don't like sweet stuff, you might get flashbacks to some rough
nights. Seems like it would. Yeah,
but they are delicious and they do taste like... green tea. So that's being reported out there from the bars, folks. This is happening.
and the sweetness, that's okay, because you know you're not gonna sip on that all night. That's a treat.
Yeah, that's right.
No, if you it's have an event one. Shot. It's a novelty shot. You gather the friends around for something funny.
Mm-hmm.
So next time, Mike, again, when you're thinking about your fireball shots, maybe try a green tea shot once in a while.
What was in it again? You just said it, but I
Jameson
peach schnapps.
Peach schnapps.
Uh-huh.
Sweet and sour mix. 7-Up.
We could make that.
And it's something about, I think it's the peach schnapps probably that's giving it a green tea shot flavor.
It's giving tea?
No, it's giving tea. It's giving Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Like the spill the tea.
Is this something that could be on a future episode of the pod? is my question.
Here's the thing. It is.
it's the next pod.
I mean, we're looking at the three guys who make the decision, so yeah.
But I'm always reluctant to make the call on the air during the record. Do we do it? Do we decide?
I think we do it decide. I think it's fun, and I want to get because I also want people to buy them for me when I'm on tour. So if we do the episode first,
right.
Yo, yeah, we should start making a big show about what our favorite drinks are and how we want them more.
Yeah, and our favorite products, you know, in case some of those end up waiting there for us, new iPads and
our
stuff like that.
Sizes, our
yes,
our mesh short sizes,
our crotch sizes are small. Just so you know, everybody,
big waist, small crotch. If you can manage that,
balloon seat in the pants, tiny crotch,
balloon seat.
But sometimes
made
I put
of rubber
on, I put on
for
pants.
Anti-staining.
If the crotch is too big in my pants, I. Whoosh, just wear them backwards, no problem.
Great, you need that space in the back anyway. This is good for Booze News to get people into the serialized nature of the pod.
Exactly.
People want to tune in and they want to hear, oh, the Borg. They mentioned the Borg last time. Now they're doing the Borg.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. It keeps them strung along nice and tight.
People start making guesses. Oh, what are they gonna? They mentioned this and this and this. They've got to be doing the green tea shot now.
Yeah, you listen to our podcast, yes. Take a step back from it and you analyze a year of it. We're actually following Joseph Campbell's hero's journey.
Wow.
I will say it's not going to be next episode, though, because we got a little treat next episode. But
what?
Maybe I've said too much.
Okay, you're right. Yes, good to consider.
I've said too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I need to shut the fuck up.
Sometimes you got to shut your fat fucking mouth, dude.
My fat fucking mouth won't shut, and I'm getting my fucking foot in my fucking mouth.
And my fat fucking mouth will shut. And I'm getting my fucking foot caught in my fucking mouth.
My fucking cook.
You know, and I'll tell you what, my head is up, lodged securely up my ass.
Securely past the rectum.
Foot in mouth and head in ass.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, you need to be a Olympic level contortionist to pull that one off.
Olympic
Jeff, you were about
level.
To say?
I was about to say, are we done with Booze News? Can we get on to the drink of the day, please?
Wrap it up. Right.
Please, thank you.
I'm wrapping it. All right. I'd love to hear about the drink of the day.
Oh, so you want to hear about the Borg Blackout Borg. Rage Gallon you've had?
I've not had.
Not had, but we just heard about it last week in Booze News.
What did you hear?
I heard it all. You told us it's a new drink that all the college kids are drinking.
Yes. It's very buzzy. It's a drink that's essentially like a big gallon of water and vodka, and it's flavored with Mio droppers. And the reputation is it's a hangover-proof drink because of all the water that you're chugging along with the booze. So it gets you really drunk, makes you blackout rage gallon.
That's wild.
But no hangover, supposedly. So if you search TikTok right now, you'll see a shitload of videos about Borgs. And it starts back a couple years ago and just kind of kids like showing how to make it, like the original ones. And then
our founding fathers.
Yeah. Yeah. We must pay our respects to them, to those who have Borged before us. Eventually people start like making their own recipes, tweaking instead of like Mio, there's other flavor packets or things you can put in there. Then it really takes hold when people start giving them names. You come up with a Borg and you name your Borg with a pun name.
They all have like punny Mad Libby names.
Punny Mad Libby names. And this has now become a whole thing at daytime parties or darties on college campuses, sorority parties and stuff like that.
Darty.
You see kids, they've got their Borg with them all day. So they make these videos where everyone holds up their Borg, like introduces themselves, says the name of their Borg. And to give you a sense of the culture behind this, I brought a clip. I made a little montage of TikToks. So here you go. This is a solid minute of some of the greatest hits I've combined from many, many, many TikToks of college kids telling us their Borg names. Hit it!
Yeah, great.
Hey, can you tell me about your Borg? What's in your Borg? What'd you name it?
Oh, this is Adam Sane Borg.
Mine's Soulja Borg.
First one is Play Borg Cardi. And we also got Rick and Borgie.
Hi, my Borg is Certified Lover Borg.
Bitch, I'm a Borg.
I'm Lexi, and my Borg is Ron Borgundy.
My name's Jack, and my Borg name is Brown versus the Borg of Education.
Borg for me.
Bob's Borgers.
Yeah. Formerly Travis, now it's Heisenborg.
R.I.P. Queen Elizaborg. May she rest in peace.
The abortion clinic.
My Borg is the Borger Patrol.
My name is Jack, and I got Borg Hub.
My name is Courtney, and mine is Beer Borgs and Bentley.
Some Borgies problem, Borg and Wallen.
I'm Alyssa, I don't go here, but Borger King.
What is up? I'm Tim, and this is my Borg, and it's named, oh, I don't even know what to call it.
Oh. That was me at the end. I was at one of the parties.
Yeah, yeah. You were at one of the parties?
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't hear any people or music back
there. Like you got the camera person to follow you like over to a corner and be like, yeah, get real close. Don't put this out.
real close and echoey. I love that girl. It was like, I don't go here. That I haven't heard that in so long. I don't go here is like
such
a huge thing. You know, it's like how if you're like in high school, if you're like a freshman and someone's a sophomore, that's like locked into your brain. They're like older than you for the rest of your life, even if you're like 50 and 51. I don't go here. It's like no one cares where you go, but like at the time, if you're in college, you're like, I don't go here. I'm sorry.
I don't know anything.
I'm sorry for even being on this video.
There's not even an adult equivalent. Like you would never, like when I was in Brooklyn, I would never be like, I don't go here. I don't live here. I guess you could say I don't live here, but
I'll do that. I'll stroll into a country club and be like, I don't belong here, but can I stay for can I go in the pool?
Yes, sir. Help yourself.
Yes, sir. Fine.
I gotta say, I mean, I watched a lot of these videos. I have a particular. I got a block on the bad pun. I don't like. I don't like the trend of like, oh, nasty. Everyone's doing bad puns, man. I in general hate that shit. But some of this was very charming. I don't love. I mean, it's funny to see repetitive ones. Like, I didn't include any doubles, but multiple people did Borg Hub instead of Porn Hub. Or Borg and or whatever.
Borg Hub.
But
I mean. Yeah, that's just a way for uncreative people to feel creative. You give them a pattern and they go. It's Twitter.
Yes, it's all teed up for you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like that's what TikTok a lot of it is like, you know, that's, building off the joke or just redoing the joke.
I saw some TikToks that were like before the Borg and after Borg, and it was like people like, hey, and saying their names and their thing. Hey, it's Adam Sam Borg. And then like it would cut to after Borg and they were just kind of like asleep on the couch. It wasn't like crazy.
Oh, that's a funny trend though. When you see at a wedding, first drink, last drink.
Oh yeah,
where it's like, "Hey, I'm the maid of honor. This is my first drink, and then like this is my last drink." Everybody completely shit-faced.
Dude, I mean the funniest is I shared it on Instagram recently, but the Fireball Nips, the guy, the snowboarder. Have you seen that? What he's like. This is me after one Fireball nip. This is me after
two. That was continuous.
A day of snowboarding, but after 14 Fireball nips, he's like face down on the snow, sliding down the slope, still talking to his friend. Like, I told you, bro.
I told you, bro.
He looks like a mannequin.
He's like
it's so funny looking.
His body is just dead, but his face is still like, dude, this is what I'm saying. But so. Everyone's got their Borg names written on the side of their gallons of water. It's a premise for a party. You know, it's an icebreaker. You talk to people, you have some, and some of these parties were like pirate themed, which, you know, we love, we do talk like
Ooh,
a pirate
nice.
Day, and we say, or maybe, yeah.
That's
know.
Fun.
Sure. Sure.
We missed it again this year, didn't we?
No, we got it.
No, we're always missing it.
I swear I said our matey last year.
Yeah. But what day?
So have we gotten into the real recipe? Because this is another one that's like, you sort of customize it, right?
You customize it because it starts with these parties, darties, but then now it's getting this reputation where you're starting to have like influencers and news articles talking about how responsible Gen Z is for drinking Borgs because people are now adding liquid IV and other hydration multipliers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Plus, Borgs are being applauded for being safe because if you make a Borg and you bring it to a party, Darty, you know exactly what you're drinking as opposed to jungle juice or other like mystery communal drinks. And you have it with you all day and you know what you made. And then the bottle also has a cap. So it's safe from roofies and stuff because you have your thing and you're capping it up between sips.
It feels COVID aware. It feels roofie aware.
It is still, though, and I agree. I agree with those points, but it is still a gallon of a thing.
And blackout rage.
Like, I mean, blackout rage. We talked about this in the Booze News when it was first brought up last episode, but like, it's like, a gallon of this one thing just seems like a bad news. It's going to be bad news.
The most responsible word is gallon.
Right. That's what you were saying last time.
I also just like...
not good.
expected it to be weaker because I love a big... Remember on the West Coast tour, do you guys remember when I was drinking? Because I wanted to drink on tour, but I also, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So my go-to drink, and I've been doing this lately again, I get a vodka soda. But I say, can I get a big vodka? Can I get a vodka soda in a pint glass with a lot of soda? So it's still just the normal amount of vodka, but it's like diluted.
Oh,
so I kind of thought Borgs were going to have that element. But listen to this recipe. The one we're going to do here today is sort of the OG. I took this from one of the early TikTok videos. TikTok user Disney Princess of Death lays out the very original recipe, which is you get a gallon of water. Like the plastic handle kind that we all know and love. And you pour out half. A lot of people pour it into something where so they're not just wasting water.
Yeah, you're not just dumping out water.
Then you pour
it. I take issue with that. I saw a lot that were just like pouring it into a sink. And I was like, damn, guys.
Well, those are dumbasses.
That's going to cause a drought.
It's going to cause a drought.
I sipped on my, I bought my water and yesterday or 2 days ago when I thought we were recording it, I've been taking little sips. I got all the way down to half. So I don't even have to pour anything out.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, cool about me.
I did the same, and it's good. It's good, clean water.
It's real good.
Spring water.
So, what do you put in? What do you put in?
Okay.
Yes, Tim.
You pour in, once it's half empty, you pour in an entire bottle of vodka. We're talking about a fifth of vodka, a 750 milliliter normal standard bottle of vodka.
Damn.
Yow.
That's a lot. But now remember, this is for a whole day of drinking. You're going to a Darty. And you're going to be sipping all day.
Yep.
And then you flavor
it. It's like 12 shots?
And when you say you pour in a whole one. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. Something like 12 shots. You pour in the whole bottle. Now.
Okay.
I encountered people. Some of the health influencers, obviously, on TikTok are making it with less vodka. And then some dudes at parties were like, oh, I made mine with like rum. And whatever. So it's basically become just a gallon full of shit.
It's customizable.
But for us, our recipe says you flavor it with, you know, those little Mio flavor packets, M, lowercase I, capital O, little drink squirters, which I had seen but never bought before this.
I remember those from like the early aughts. Those were like the days of Pinkberry and like Von Dutch and shit.
Yeah, and it was sort of like, is it zero calorie? Is that the hook? It's sort of like Crystal Light of the modern age.
Yeah, but it's
age.
Like it comes as liquid instead of powder, and you just give it a little.
But that's so dorky to walk around with a dripper. But I guess it's for like Nalgene people, right? People who carry around the water. You don't have to use Mio. You can use any packets you want. When I bought Mio at Rite Aid, there was other brands of stuff like this
and
right next to
here's
it.
Here's the other thing, though. We couldn't find Mio to save our lives in New York.
I got the Crystal Light.
I came here.
Great.
I found it everywhere. But what you're looking for is electrolytes and B vitamins and, I mean, in some cases, caffeine. I'm not doing caffeine tonight.
Now, original Mio doesn't have the electrolytes or caffeine, but then they have souped up versions of it that added that.
Ooh. Okay. So B vitamins.
But yeah, go nuts. Here's where you're expressing yourself when you're making your Borg.
Oh.
Mike has Crystal Light. That'll work just fine. The important thing is you got to have a marker. You got to have a Sharpie because you're going to write your Borg name on the side. And then an optional thing, if you really want to make sure you don't have a hangover, this is where you get into the electrolytes or hydration powders. Like I'm not going to do it on round one, but I have, as if I'm going to have multiple Borgs, but I have, I did buy some liquid IV and I like that stuff just in
dude,
life. It's pretty good.
I saw it. The Rite Aid that you sent me to had liquid IV right next to the Mio and I grabbed some.
Hell yeah, dude.
Does that have a
what
taste
flavor?
To it?
I got Concord grape.
I got grape as well.
Yeah.
I got this stuff called Morning Recovery. Drink today, feel great tomorrow. It's like an energy drink.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I've never heard of this brand, but like I just tasted it and it kind of tastes gross. So I think I might start have a few sips.
That's like a little different genre. That's more of a little medicinal shot that you cringe on. Liquid IV kind of just turns your water into Gatorade.
Ah,
yes.
But it has a taste. Interesting.
It has a taste.
Oh, it's got
the taste. For my round two, I'm going to add this morning recovery stuff.
In my round two, I'm going to just add my hydration multiplier. Do you guys have markers so that you can come up with names and write them on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
All right.
I have a black Sharpie. I wish it was colorful, but it's just a black Sharpie.
That's fine. You can express yourself.
I know. It's fine, but it's not what I want.
All right, folks. We're going to leave you with the ads, and when we come back, we'll have Borgs in hand.
Later.
Which we plan on finishing this episode.
We better.
All right. Let's do it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Back, Borgs in hand.
Jeez. Lift them. Huge variable. We didn't talk about how much Mio to squirt.
Oh
my God.
I did a whole, the Crystal Light packet was easy because I just did a whole.
Dumped the whole thing?
Whole sleeve, yeah.
I'll come out and say I did a liter, not a gallon.
Wait, shit. You got a smart water bottle?
Yeah, I got a smart water liter. This is Steven Spielberg.
Oh, good one.
Very good. Now, could you not find a gallon, or you just didn't want to go whole hog today?
I mean, I'm not going to drink it. I just got out of the ER.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like pouring like a whole bottle of vodka in it was like, oh, shit. That's, yeah, I'm not gonna drink all that.
Yeah, Mike, you got
still an astounding amount of Tito's.
Not today.
I went whole hog.
I'm not drinking a gallon of anything in the last half hour we have. Oh, what is Borg? That's good.
What is Borg? That's mine.
I did Wayne Borgski. I should have done Gretz Borg. I should have flipped it. Oh well.
I read on my Mio thing it says one squirt for 8 ounces of water. And I was like, I guess same. I have 64 ounces, I guess, so I did 8 squirts, but like squirt, like,
well,
I heard a sorority girl online said she squirts for 5 seconds.
What? See, I heard you put a whole Mio in, and I was like, well, I didn't do a whole gallon, so I'm going to do most of a Mio.
Wait, did I say a whole Mio? I shouldn't have said, if I said that in the recipe up top, that's going to be.
No, I think that's like something I found in my research.
It should
well,
be.
Well, should we try them out?
Just Mio squirts, I guess. Yeah, let's try them out. Board time. Sips.
Mio
Sips.
Squirts.
Wait, Jeff, what flavor Mio you have?
I did lemon lime, and then
with
I
with electrolytes.
This is Mio Sport, so there's no caffeine, but it is electrolytes and B vitamins. That's what I'm after.
Terrible.
Sips.
Damn, Tim, you got a big purple jug.
Smells like Mio.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez. You know what I should have named mine?
What?
The Big Hand Borger. Oh.
Ah,
that sucks. This sucks.
This is dastardly. You can tell it's like very flavorful, but also very vodka-y.
Yeah. This is really a weird drink.
You know what I wasn't expecting? I don't know if you could tell because of the sort of semi-opaque nature of your plastic jugs, but when I poured vodka into the water, I just expected it to be clear on clear. And what I got was this like science class pearlescent swirl.
Really?
Yeah. Like when you pour vodka into water, it's not just like invisible. You get like a gas station swirl inside.
Oh, interesting.
Because vodka is kind of viscous. It's like thicker than water.
Yeah. And you can see it sort of.
I'm going to put my second another Crystal Light thing in here.
Yeah,
just to give
Mike,
because
that
flavor.
Pack is probably meant for one. Is it meant for one? Yeah. So you want
to
put several.
You're supposed to supercharge it.
I had to spray more Mio. I can't decide whether this drink is strong or weak, but it needed more Mio flavor. But like, it's interesting that if the vodka is like relatively like 1-to-1-ish, I don't know where to put this in my head. Like, it's funny trying to like review it like it's a cocktail when that's really not the point. The point is I'm holding a big Borg.
Right. And the point is to sit with it all day.
Okay, I squirted more of my Fruit Punch Mio in, and now it just tastes like Fruit Punch with a
great?
Little bit of,
yeah.
You know, it's I would walk around a Darty with this and say, what is Borg?
I'm making a damn mess over here. Even if I added just another Crystal Light, if I did a third, like this wouldn't taste like anything other than Crystal Light.
I'm getting a lot of vodka, even though I added a lot of Mio. I can smell it.
I'm not getting vodka after a second Crystal Light. I'm not getting vodka anymore. I'm just getting weak Crystal Light.
It's weird taking it. It's even though this is hailed as like, hey, you're in control of your drink, it's still a mystery amount. Like, I like to drink a cocktail and be like, okay, I had 2 ounces, but like, every sip is half vodka. So if I just took 4 sips, that's like taking 4 sips of vodka. A lot of people don't sip vodka neat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I already feel a little bit of a zoop zoop. Like after taking a shot, I can feel a little buzz hitting me.
Yes,
I feel like this Darty is off to the races.
Yeah, this is a good Darty.
Yeah, what the kids all say, this party is off to the races.
It's funny. Yeah, so you call a daytime party a Darty and a nighttime party a Nardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's what we always do.
Gotcha.
I see. Have you heard of this? When I was searching TikTok, I found this other trend. It was like a reused like an audio clip, the way that TikTok is always like use audio. Someone made their Borg video, but they used this clip that was like an older trend, but it was a news report that's like A new trend that's sweeping college campuses, kids are getting smacked. Everyone out there is getting smacked. And it was like, it's like a YouTube channel trend from like 2015 that kids were like just getting really drunk and posting videos to like, or it was a YouTube channel called Schmacked or something.
Schmacko.
But I like the word schmacked. Think about everyone's getting smacked.
Did you in college have any like funny drinks like this? I can't remember like a trend at all.
No, this was like jungle juice. Basically.
We went to Ithaca College, and I remember going to a Cornell party one time, walking into the frat house, and it was just like exactly what I always expected. Just like a guy in a white button down Oxford shirt tucked into his jeans was like, "Hey man, come on down, but the jungle juice is over here." And I, you know, took my solo cup and gathunk, just kind of trolled it through a big vat that was green. And jungle juice is just all the liquors poured together and Kool-Aid, I guess. But it was
I didn't
nasty.
I don't remember any like a thing that people were like, "Hey, we're all doing blanks." Just beers, Keystone Light beers and Natty Ices.
Well, because we had a really good setup though at our favorite bar, Moonshadows, where you get a pitcher of. I feel like one Labatt Blue was $2.75, but a pitcher was $5.50. But then you could use tokens. You know, sometimes it was 3-for-1 beer day or 2-for-1.
Yeah, they give you tokens.
Two for one pitcher day, but you hold the tokens. So you go on Wednesday when they give you the tokens, but you come back Saturday night and you spend your time. Mm-hmm. And they also remember free pizza and free subs. They line
sandwiches,
up subs.
Yeah, on Friday afternoon, like Friday at 5 or something.
They sliced them up and you just ate free subs. It was crazy.
That was great. Somebody, I think, either had the idea or actually was making the tokens, like ordered them online.
No.
Brilliant.
I can't remember if somebody talked about doing it or actually did it.
What a hustle that would be.
Yeah.
It was so funny that when we went there, it was like Moonshadows, a hole-in-the-wall dive bar. And then I went to Ithaca recently, and I went to the Commons, and I looked, and it's all expanded, and it's Mooney's Nightclub.
Mooney's. I've been to Mooney's.
It's like a dance club?
Yeah.
It is like, it has a dance floor, and it's a big club, but it's like exposed plywood. It's like very dingy.
Yeah. Exposed plywood.
Particle board.
Nasty. This is like, I've taken a few sips of it, and usually when we do our drinks, even if it's a drink I'm not too crazy about, I'm still like sipping it. This is,
you got it here you go.
Yeah, Mike, but you're walking around a darty.
Yeah. Ooh. Just heavy too.
Ooh. I think I did maybe too much Mio. I can't believe I'm saying it.
It's good. It masks the vodka and water is weird. It should be like soda or something, you know, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put enough meal, like mine just really tastes like a big barrel of fruit punch right now.
Mm. You got fruit punch flavored? I think mine is fruit punch Crystal Light.
If I taste my meal by doing a squirt right in my mouth, do you think it's going to overpower me?
Like knock you over?
Just do like drops. Don't do a big old squirt.
Well, it's hard to drop because it's like kind of spring. All right,
do a big squirt.
Just get a squirt.
It's like it hit my uvula.
Ugh. Nasty. Ooh, Jeff, was that something when you threw up a bunch of like, did your uvula like start hanging down and is it really long?
I don't know. No.
Well, just look
fine. My
uvula's
fine, Mike.
I've done that before where I like wake up from a night of puking and like that thing is just like
dragging around.
It's like on my tongue and it's like making an L shape. It's so long.
You look back there and it's like, "Hey, Mike.
For us. Dude, you gotta relax."
I got smacked.
Would you change anything? Because I'm looking at my Liquid IV Concord Grapes.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
I don't know how grape is gonna
I'm gonna add my morning recovery thing. Just a little of this.
I'm adding Concord Grape to lemon lime. It's all fruit.
Soy free, nut free, gluten free. Wow.
Ooh, nut free. Wait, are you doing it now or are you going to break?
I don't have my Liquid IVs in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Go to break.
Let's go to break. Folks,
I'm pouring.
I'm pouring. Fuck.
Folks, we'll see you back here in a minute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Oh, slobheads, we're going on tour this spring, and you gotta come see us. We're gonna be out there with the band Dear Blanca. They're great. Everyone's going to be drinking Calpe cordials all over the place. You got Hanford getting healthy. You got Big Purple Pete Duddy Dutz on drums. You're going to sing along with our songs, and then you're going to hang out with us. Get some selfies, and we'll sign your goddamn t-shirt. We're coming to New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Davenport, St. Paul, Milwaukee, Chicago, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Cincinnati, Louisville, Nashville, Atlanta. Get tickets in the links in our bios, man. You gotta see us on tour.
Now we're back with Borg Round 2.
Okay,
I was
guys.
Happy to see that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I poured my liquid IV in there, which I'm excited about. But more importantly, I was hungry. I got a snack. Look what I got.
I don't like this. What is this?
Oh.
Mortadella?
He got the mortadella. And he's eating a whole slice by him. Okay.
Yeah, make sure to chew on the mic.
Oof.
Right in the dome like Tony Soprano with his gabagool.
I didn't know it was that like flimsy. That was...
It's even bologna
like
or whatever.
Finely sliced.
Well, I like it nice and thinly sliced. It's the kind that has the pistachios in the mix. Here's the thing, guys. If you live in L.A.,
yeah.
If you live in L.A., you probably know about the Bay Cities Deli in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
So don't get your subs from the case. I used to always just go to the refrigerator and get the Godmother pre-made. If you
no.
put in the extra time, pull the number, wait in the deli line, they make you your sub with fresh, hot, baked, freshly baked sub rolls. It's so good. Ooh. And then you can also get yourself a pound of mortadella.
Damn. No, that's the way to go.
Jesus. You know, I've been going to the deli counter myself lately and getting the sliced stuff rather than just getting it out of a... actually, what they do, what I've taken to is they have it pre-sliced in the packages right there, so I don't have to say, let's see, which one do I want?
Oh, I like that when the deli is pre-sliced.
Scoop it.
But I don't... Now that I do deli, I can't go back to the slimy shelf packs.
What?
Yeah.
That's where I live.
You like the slimy shelf pack?
I've eaten hundreds of slimy shelf packs.
Ooh, slimy shelf pack.
Well, back to the Borg.
Yeah.
I was happy to see that my grape liquid IV wasn't purple, so I wasn't adding purple to green, just for the aesthetics of it.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I'm still a rich lemon-lime green over here. Although
my morning recovery stuff is disgusting. I put just a few drops in and it's gross.
What is it, like milky? Like what's the...
No, it's kind of got that, like Red Bull sort of look. It's kind of like...
Is it just yellow piss?
It's like chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah, chemically.
Now, I noticed that my
It's not thick. It's not thick, Jeff. It's like a thin.
It's thin.
It's not thick. It's a thin.
I think you can see we've been through thick and thin.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
I did complain about
watching you eat that mortadella alone is the thickest part.
That's pretty thick.
In college, I was going to start a band with that. Remember Doug Loback? He was really skinny. And we were going to start a two-man band called Thick and Thin.
That was old Loback.
Good. I think he lives in Arizona. I want to say he's married with kids. Shout out, Doug. Let's get that band going.
It's time, man.
It's time, man.
Ditch the wife. Ditch the kids. Get in the band, man.
The band, my man.
I was complaining about this being too much flavor beforehand, and now it's just absolutely too much flavor. Mm. Wow!
It's the thing that's tough about this whole thing is so much water. It's like I'd have to add like two more Crystal Light things, I think, to make it like really tasty.
This works.
Yeah, yeah,
I think so.
Look at Tim; he likes it.
I mean, I could, maybe I will. Oh, for those listening too, if you haven't listened to this week's blowout yet, we're going to be sipping on these all the way through the blowout too.
Oh yes,
we better be.
So you'll hear us talking about the Leprechaun movie as loud as we can.
I just took a, I took a sip. I did a real Brittany Broski. You know that meme that's like,
kombucha
meme.
Oh, that. Hmm.
Huh. I didn't know her name was Brittany Broski. That's
I like
name.
It more with the hydration, the liquid IV hydration multiplier. Yeah. I think I'm drunk, by the way. Side note. The all just like
me too. I think it's
all that mortadella
blackout
mortadella getting your brain.
Well, because it's half vodka. I keep taking these big gulps of it, and that's a half vodka gulp.
Mm-hmm.
I probably had like five shots or six shots. That's more than I would have on the pod. But what I was saying is I like the liquid IV just gave it something more going on. Although it has 40 calories in a liquid IV.
Watching Tim struggle through these burps and the
well, because I ate like, a lot of Borg.
So, but I noticed Borg burp.
Mio is zero calories. So it was just occurring to me that the Borg is a diet drink, essentially, because, you know, vodka is has no carbo. Yeah. Liquor doesn't have any carbos, and it's low on the calories. A whole Borg might only be like 400 calories. That's amazing.
Wait a minute. Is Borg keto?
Borg is keto.
Really?
Borg is keto. Hanford is keto. This is perfect.
If Hanford gets healthy with Borgs.
But although in the Crystal Light here, there's 2 grams of carb.
Oh.
That's sad.
5 calories total. It's disgusting.
Just take those out.
Yeah.
Reach in. Pull them.
Pull them. Ooh, electrolyte got stuck.
Tim, you did good by not putting in all that Mio up top. I can't subtract the Mio now.
You just got to
add water into a larger receptacle, Jeff.
Yeah, but then
you can't, Jeff,
because
you didn't buy the gallon. You bought a little guy.
Yeah.
It's funny, your smart water looks like my Svetka bottle.
Ooh.
I wonder if people would get those mixed up every once in a while. Ooh. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that?
You guys think... So last week on our Patreon show, we talked about best hangover cures. And the winner was Jeff, which was sort of a cheating thing. He said... Fast food and back to bed.
Fair and square.
A cheating thing.
It was a cheating thing because back to bed. If you say fast food and back to bed, it means you didn't get cured. You went back to bed.
I'm going back to Borg.
This is the problem with you, Jeff, is you went back to brunch. As soon as Biden was elected, you went back to brunch.
People aren't going to remember what that is.
Wait, is that a
I'm still out there protesting Trump every day. I go out to the White House and I take a selfie flipping it off.
Yep.
But Biden's in there.
Me and the liberals went back to brunch, Mike.
I've never heard that before, but that's so perfect.
Well, I was just going to ask that on our fantastic Patreon show, we talked about hangover cures, but I wanted to ask you about preventative measures. This whole drink is about not letting a hangover start. Are you guys pretty good about drinking water?
Nope.
I would say if I come home drunk from a bar, I always make a point to try to drink a glass of water before I get in bed. But what I don't do is drink water out at bars, because here's my theory, and any bartenders listening, DM me.
Direct message.
I can't get a fucking water at a bar. When I order...
What?
When I order waters, bartenders...
Yep. They just don't show up.
They hear it. They're like, yep. I'm not wasting money. I'm not wasting any power
time
or energy
money
on something that you're not going to tip me on or that I'm not charging you for. And I've just stopped ordering them because,
wow,
like, I hate it when I'm ordering for friends and I'm like, I'm getting around and somebody just wants a water, but at least that's with other drinks. But if, like, when you see a friend just get a water, it's like, they fucking hate that. And
well, they need to deal with it. That's their job.
I get it all the
time.
I'm
sorry. Here's the other thing they love to do is say, water's right over there. And then they point to a jug that's been empty for like 45 minutes to an
hour.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, people want the water. It's empty. Fill it again. Stop what you're doing. Fill it again.
The glasses and cups, everyone's been touching them.
Now, mm-hmm. I'll take it one step further. Here's what I think. When I go to a fast food place, I get the water cup. And then I say to myself, I'm not going to steal any soda, but I will hit a little bit of the bubbly water and have a seltzer cup.
That's fair. Soda water.
Now, I think at a bar, I should be getting, if I'm drinking martinis and I'm a good tipper and I'm a hell of a customer and it's good to have me at your bar.
One of the best.
I think that I should be able to get a glass of club soda for free.
Tim, I'll do you one better.
Sure.
They should put the gun on the other side of the bar. Anyone gets to just use it.
Yeah. And then you
want to spray it right in the bartender's face? They're doing a bad job.
Anytime I get a water, I always get the water. I must have that charm or that type of face or something.
Yeah.
But
or you look dehydrated.
We're just no. Is that I'm attractive and they want to help me?
Right.
I need to be there for this man.
What am I trying to say? Oh yeah, I'll say like, can I get a water? And it's usually never like, yeah, sure. It's just like they just start doing it and give it to me. Where if you order a drink, it's like, yeah, cool, man. Coming right up. We'd love it. Here's something, though. Listen to this.
Yes.
We were talking about Lyfts and Ubers recently.
Sure.
And Tim was talking about a drunk Lyft driver he had.
Yeah.
Last night, I had a drunk Uber driver.
Whoa.
I ordered him up, and I saw the car. It was at a funky kind of intersection where there was like, a lot was happening in this intersection, so I was a little unclear as to where he was going to be, so I'm scoping him out. And I see him, and he's going very slow and just like weaving back and forth, but just like, you know, tiny little bits back and forth, like 3 or 4 feet each way. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy is just like slowing down and like trying to find me because it's a confusing intersection. So I got in the car, and it takes him a second. I'm like, hey, he didn't ask my name, and I was like, and that's like the first time that's ever happened. So I was like, oh, I'm Mike. He's like, okay. And it takes him a while to find his phone and put in the stuff. I was like, ooh. And we're going, and it's like, he's kind of like speeding up and then slowing down. And then he pulls into this one-way street and then like quickly corrects that and goes back onto the street we were just on. And I was like, oh shit, hold on a second. Can we pull over for a second? And he did. And I got out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to hop out here. Are you okay to drive? And he was like, or no, at first I said, made up some bullshit thing. I was like, oh, I forgot something. Can you just drop me off? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't need to do that, but.
Well, you didn't want to get into the full confrontation while you're in the back of the
car. Yeah.
That was kind of the thing. I was like, I didn't want him to be like, yeah, I'm fine. And we just keep driving. But I get out, like, as I'm halfway out, I'm like, hey, are you okay to drive? He's like, yeah. Wait, is that why you're getting out? I was like, yeah, you kind of seem like you're drunk.
Yeah,
and
he's
like, no, it's fine. And I was like, no, I'm out of here. And you should not, like you shouldn't be driving. But I didn't know what else to do.
You did him a favor.
But he, yeah, like, kept driving. Like, he just drove on.
Man, I don't understand the mentality of, like, let's say you do have a little buzz on. What makes you get in your car and say, now it's time for me to, I need to get to work. I need to start making some money and driving people around. Or does
I think, yeah.
It's almost like alcohol impairs your judgment.
No, but, like, for your own fun and use of time, when you got a little buzz on, you don't say, I'm going to get in the car and start clocking some miles.
Well,
or is
it
the
reverse? I personally never drink and drive. I don't test it. If I'm having more than two drinks, I don't drive. But in a world where you knew you weren't going to kill anybody or yourself, I think driving drunk would be so fun. Me, T-Bird, top down on the PCH.
Open course.
I got to think that this dude was probably, it's the other way around. He's at work. He's driving people around and he's sneaking a little sips here and there and it caught up to him.
Right. Because it's like, it's a job where you're kind of your own boss and no one can check on you other, except for when you're got a passenger who's like, oh, you're drunk.
You're drunk.
What now? Here's the other thing I'm just thinking now. I should probably maybe it's too late now, but like, should I have gone on and been like, hey, this driver was drunk on my app?
It's tricky. Because
maybe he was just a shitty driver. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know he was drunk. You didn't breathalyze.
I never want to get any. I never want to fuck up someone.
Like, get off of me. I'm not drunk.
I never want to get anyone in trouble and fuck up their job and maybe cost them their income. But if he was drunk, he could have killed the next person. So it's a real conundrum.
That's the thing. Yeah. I should have.
Yeah,
I'm just realizing that was maybe an option. I don't know.
Maybe there's a way to like file a complaint where it's just like he was driving erratically and behaving strange or something.
So he was a little quirky. Like,
yeah, he's a quirk. He's a quirky guy.
Well, yeah, but then
he seemed to be eccentric.
Well, he had a blindfold on too. I was like, what was this all about?
So yeah,
I was like, only someone who was drunk would try to drive with a blindfold on.
Well, again, Mike, that could be a kink, and I don't want you kink shaming. Don't yuck his yums.
I know. I didn't want drunk drive shame. I didn't want to do anything, so I just got out of the situation.
Did you see that viral video recently of an old news report when they're like cracking down on drunk driving for the first time, and there was like an old guy being like, you know, it's getting to the point where after a long day of work, working at a factory, 10, 12 hours, you're driving home, you're not even allowed to have a couple beers on the drive.
Yeah, and that I didn't see that video, but that idea is like not that old.
Yeah, no. There's a great
it's like the 80s or something,
there's
right?
a documentary on Hunter S. Thompson where he's driving around and they're following him. He's driving around Las Vegas and he's cracking beers and just drinking on the strip. And it was a normal enough thing to do that it made it in the documentary.
Weird.
Man, you know, in our music video for Tom Collins, when I have like the bar built kind of in my T-Bird.
Yeah.
How fun would it be to just be driving around and you have a Mai Tai, like a whole, like a big tiki Man, cocktail in a car.
I love that. That part of the video is so funny. You open the center console and there's fresh ice inside.
It's stocked at all times. It's like maraschino cherries and lime wedges and stuff.
Man, that's also such a fun thing to do when you're doing like dumb sketches, to be like, this is going to fuck up my car to put all this ice in my center console, but it'll be funny.
Who gives a shit?
Hey, that car's still running.
Yeah, it's great. And hey, unlike Hunter S. Thompson and that other dude, we're much more responsible today drinking Borgs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What's your final thought on the Borg?
Well, it's funny because the question is always order again. I don't see a situation where I would make one of these again unless it was like with a group of people. We're all going to like split. I'm not going to drink one of these by myself ever again.
Mike, I think we should. I think we should do it again.
Okay.
Would you do it in that case?
Yeah, but what do you mean? Because you didn't do the full one, now you want us to relive this so you can have
your
experience?
Because no. When we talked about doing this, we were like, well, shit, do we do it immediately because it's the drink of the moment and we talked about it on Booze News, or do we wait till we're all together and we do it like the lineup and really do it? I feel like I could do another one of these.
I think if we had a Darty... And it was daytime.
We gotta have a Darty. We gotta have a daytime Darty.
If you start partying at noon and you're like, I'm gonna drink this all day until I pass out at night, and then you can really put it to the test. I mean, I'll drink as much as I can of this, and I'll see like comparably how I have to work tomorrow, but like I'll see how I feel compared to normal drinks.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm not gonna drink the whole fucker.
Like I feel like I'm giving a good evaluation of the taste.
Mm-hmm.
And the experience of drinking it with friends, but I do want to try the science experiment of, wow, it's so much alcohol, but it's so much hydration and vitamins. Yeah. How does that all shake out?
I mean, it would be fun if we did one of these parties and like a bunch of people had these.
Well, two things. First,
a fun dart.
It's not enough hydration to drink a whole bottle of vodka. Half a gallon of water. I drink half a gallon of water over the course of a normal day. I hit the water pretty hard. So it's still a lot of vodka. So I would be shocked if there's no hangover. But yes to us doing it again. Yes to us having a Darty. I was just thinking, for my final thoughts, I like it because I like the pageantry. I like the gimmick and the hook. I like holding this gallon. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, crazy about the taste because I don't really love Mio, but that's overshadowed by how fun it is to be chugging on a big gallon. And I think if I were walking around a daytime party and this was my conversation starter, I think that's very, very fun. But I'm also thinking, like, me, I'm not going to finish this gallon tonight, but maybe I'll put it in my fridge and I'll chip away at it all week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun. I'm thinking for our tour, this is zero calories and it's hydrating. Imagine if, like, over the, if I make a Borg, I bring it on stage with me, and then I'm like chipping away at it for like three shows in a row. You know,
yeah.
I know that's not the Borg
ethos.
So you're
getting the hydration, okay.
But it's kind of nice. And then I have to say, for the mortadella, stone cold classic, order again.
Drop one of those mortadellas in your Borg.
You don't have to hold up each slice presentationally to the webcam either, by the way.
Yeah, I do.
That's kind of the part of it that's making me... It's that when you're eating them, Tim, that's the part of it that makes me sick to see.
I thought that would be kind of a sexual thing for you, though.
No, the sexual thing is when you're slurping them into your mouth whole.
Yeah. To me, but sucking a salty slice of fatty meat into my
stop talking with it in your mouth.
Look at him. He's sitting back drunk laughing with
mortadella
hanging out
of
his mouth.
Experience. Get a Borg, get a pound of mortadella.
But, like, I'm going to drink the rest of this Borg for for the blowout that we do after this. But I'm going to pour it into a cup.
That's not the Borg way.
I know, but I'm not doing Borg at that point.
Okay, yeah.
What I mean? Like,
hey, how about
I'd
this?
Rather have a drink I can handle rather than, like, ooh.
You guys want to have a good
physically
laugh?
Handle. No.
How about, it's Borg. It's a gallon of water, Mio. It's got the juice. That's funny.
Tim, if it hasn't been done yet, that would be gold. I bet you it has been done.
TikTok, man.
Well, you said TikTok, this trend has started like 2 years ago, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Were you saying it's Borg,
it's corn.
It's me, I'm the problem, it's me, or it's corn? Okay.
Oh, no, I like that one too.
No, I was thinking corn, and then I thought you were singing Taylor.
How's that song go?
It's
me.
It's Borg. Hi, I'm the Borg. No, I was singing corn.
Corn is the better one.
It's Borg. Yeah. It's water, vodka,
it's got
Mio.
The electrolytes.
It's got the hydration.
All right.
Well, maybe for a different time.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys for the bonus stuff. I'm talking questions for Lennon, the monthly bonus episode, and The Sloppy Boys Blowout, the weekly bonus episode. All right, folks. Hope you catch us on tour. It's coming up fast, and those tickets are selling.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bring your Borgs.
God.
What, I can't flap my mortadella at you?
No.
What is up? Cal Piquet here with a little addendum. Reporting back to assess my hangover. I didn't drink the whole Borg. I had a third of it. So I'm comparing that to what I would typically feel if I had that much alcohol. Would we say it was like 5 or 6 shots? The funny thing is I have a headache right now. But I would not normally have a headache. Most of my hangovers are headache-free unless it's like wine or something weird. And 6 shots of vodka, no, that wouldn't give me a headache. So I'm going to chalk that up to something weird. Maybe there was like a leprechaun hitting me in the head all night or something. So that's not the Borg's fault. And otherwise, I'm hangover free. I feel fantastic. But then again, I didn't drink the whole Borg. The results are inconclusive, folks. Have a good one. Peace.
Hello, slopheads. This is Mike. You might know me from the podcast. Just checking in the day after the Borg. And I gotta say, I don't feel great. I don't think the Borg really worked for me. I drank a decent amount of it, more than I was really planning on. And, I didn't like the taste, and I feel hungover. So, Borg 1, Mike 0.
What is up? Cal Piquet here. It's been a couple days since we...
taped that episode, and a lot of people have been asking me, Tim, what did you do with your Borg? Well, here's the thing. I'm reaching into my fridge. Right now, I got the Borg up there on the top shelf, and I've been taking little hits off this thing every day. I got about less than half of it left. Here I go to the dome. Oh, two big glugs, nice big chugs, and back into the fridge it goes. Not bad having a Borg in your life, man. Don't drink them all during one darty. Keep a Borg in your fridge, and it's a lifestyle. Peace.